Good morning. It's Thursday, April 2nd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. NASA's Artemis II mission has successfully launched, sending a crewed spacecraft into Earth's orbit, the first step in humanity's return to the moon in over 50 years. The astronauts lifted off from Florida and are now undergoing system checks during a 24-hour orbit phase. If all goes well, the spacecraft will proceed on a 10-day mission to circle the moon, traveling farther from Earth than any human crew before. Mission Commander Reid Wiseman said the launch was for all humanity. Officials confirmed the crew is safe and in good spirits. The mission marks a critical milestone toward future lunar landings. Another news. U.S. President Donald Trump says military objectives in Iran are nearing completion, promising intensified strikes over the next 2 to 3 weeks. In a televised address, he claimed U.S. forces have significantly weakened Iran's naval and missile capabilities, while warning of further attacks on energy infrastructure if no deal is reached. Meanwhile, oil markets reacted immediately, with prices rising after his speech. Critics, including Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, called the address unclear and ineffective. Despite the claims of progress, Iranian strikes across the region continue, raising doubts about how close the conflict really is to ending. Around the world, the UK is preparing to host a major international meeting involving around 35 countries to address the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the talks will focus on restoring safe navigation and stabilizing global energy flows disrupted by the ongoing war. The virtual meeting, led by Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper, will explore diplomatic solutions first, followed by potential military coordination after hostilities ease. Countries including France, Japan, and the UAE are expected to participate. Starmer warned reopening the vital shipping route will not be easy, highlighting the long-term global impact of the crisis. Another news. At least 29 people have been killed after a Russian Antonov 26 military aircraft crashed over Crimea. The plane lost contact during a scheduled flight before going down near the village of Kuibyshevo. Russia's defense ministry confirmed there were no signs of external impact, suggesting a possible technical failure. Investigators have opened a probe into flight safety violations. The crash occurred in territory annexed by Russia in 2014, adding a layer of geopolitical sensitivity. As authorities examine the wreckage, questions remain about maintenance standards and operational risks within military aviation. Another news. A 7.4 magnitude quake struck off Indonesia's Ternate Island, killing at least one person and injuring others. The tremor, which hit early Thursday at a depth of 35 kilometers, triggered brief tsunami warnings that were later lifted. Residents across North Sulawesi described intense shaking, with buildings damaged and people fleeing into the streets. Indonesia's disaster agency confirmed aftershocks and warned of more to come. While the region sits along the seismically active Pacific Ring of Fire, locals said this was among the strongest quakes in years. Recovery efforts are now underway as authorities assess the full extent of the damage. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.